Episode 318, we are trudging through the off-season mud. Even the Hawks are on break right now. Campbell's out in Hawaii drinking pineapple martinis or whatever. This has no football in it. It's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy a walk-on therapy session. Grab a brewski or a glass of wine. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Wash Up Walk-Ons fans, to I don't know what episode of the podcast, because Kluver didn't tell me. He just clicked a button and walked away. So this is off to a great start, but to be honest, I'm in one of the best moods ever. I am off copious amounts of vitamins because I am celebrating the fact that I secured another property for the third time. I'm going to be a homeowner. We got the deal through on the first house on our list of houses that we would have liked. So it's celebratory time down here in the valley for me, man.
Congrats to you guys for being homeowners, man.
Thank you.
Tell you what.
I've been a homeowner since 23 and I don't deserve any of it, but here we are.
Tell us about the new place, Drake.
So it is really kind of a dream. I'm actually in a bit of shock right now that my fortune in the real estate realm has made it possible for me to parlay into living in such a place. The house itself is reasonably modest in size, like 2,700 square feet or so, one level, but it is a new build, absolutely pristine on the inside, like actually fits the color scheme of the furniture that we already have from Nashville, which is awesome. It sits on like 1.25 acres on the corner lot of a new housing development in a really booming area of the valley that was kind of left untapped. And yeah, well, man, we're kind of getting there before the boom, and I feel pretty fortunate.
Dope. Life sucks.
You have to send us the old Zillow link so we can stop.
I will for sure send you guys the link, but I will not say it on this podcast, on this program.
I would like to leak your address.
I would kill you with a shotgun from in front of you so you would see the slug hit you in your fat fucking face.
My fat face, huh?
You know what that made me think of was the TikTok I sent this morning. that Drake's first move wasn't go to the jujitsu.
Come on, come here, get down here.
my buddy sent that to me, and I tell you, I haven't had a good laugh like that in a while.
That was really funny, Drake. What do you think about that?
It is funny because there is a certain type of jujitsu, like a lineage of jujitsu that teaches exactly that. Like, I guess not in a street fight necessarily, but that is their exact strategy in any match that they're in. And even in some MMA instances, there have been guys who just legitimately sat on their butt and are like, please come down here.
Like this, like in a real fight, people will
in a real fight. Yeah. In a real fight. Nick Diaz laid down in front of Anderson Silva and posed, begging him to come down there with him.
Because they know that their ground game, their jujitsu, is just so much better.
That and, for instance, the guys I'm talking about who are not necessarily the proudest form of jujitsu, if I'll call it. I think it's pussy to just go and like sit down in front of somebody. But it's taught.
Is this a jujitsu podcast now?
I wish it was, mate. I wish this was just, wait, let me think. Come back to me on the name. I'll keep thinking on that one.
Okay. Kevin, how's his shoulder?
Not good.
Shoulders not good. All right. Did we get a look? Look at it. Did we get a check in? Did we get an MRI?
We got an MRI last week, and we're fixing it tomorrow. Gotta go under the knife and get it fixed.
Torn like we thought.
Fixing it tomorrow.
Yep.
Shit, mate. Yep. What so is it? Rotator cuff or labrum?
Pec. Tore the pec off the bone and partially torn long head of the biceps.
Oh my fucking God, Kevin.
Oh. Yeah.
Whoopsies.
Bro, that hurts. That hurts me.
It doesn't feel good, man. But we're gonna get fixed up here. I've been talking to Josie about it while what all he went through in his timeline. And so I got a good idea of what I'm in for, and we'll be back to full health here before the end of the year.
Speaking of Josie, let's take a
Outlaw's
look.
Back.
Yeah, Outlaw's back. Let's take a look. He just posted, he's not a big social media guy, but he just posted a picture of him looking juicy. I'm going to share it now for those that are.
He's been doing Arm Farm Fridays. Yeah.
Josie has been hitting the weights.
How about Josie just being one of the veteran dudes now?
Yeah, I fucking hate that guy. Look at him. Dumbass red beard of his. Just mismatches his hair color. Making all the money. Perfect family. Beautiful wife and kids and probably home. I've never been to his house, but just living the dreams.
I was talking to him this week and he said it should be all moved in sometime within the next 2 months or so.
How old is their second kid? How old is the crew was born when?
January, February.
Okay. I'm just trying to, I know that there's more little jewels coming. So I'm just trying to, in my mind, dictate a schedule of when the third jewel kid's coming. And speaking of the Benton Street kids, Ike's little kid is funny as hell.
Clayton's a fun dude to watch on Snapchat.
Clayton is just mini Ike.
Mini Ike.
100%. I think they have the same laugh too.
I'm not even sure Katie got any DNA in there. Like, I know she birthed him. I know she's the mother. But like, you know how when the DNA is supposed to split 50-50, but Ike is 6'5", 330. And those DNA are strong. And I think they just all did the whole thing.
They sat
the
on
DNA was proportional to the size of each parent.
Yeah.
I think something happened in there where it just popped out his clone because the kid was eating avocado toast today. And I said, that's Ike.
Ike's chromosomes are 6'6", 320 as well. And there wasn't a whole lot of room for Katie's chromosomes in there. I thought you were going to say, I don't even know if Katie's the mom.
No. We all know, but you know, it could be like a Virgin Mary situation where, you know, Jesus was probably more God than Mary. If we're just calling balls and strikes,
like Ike's a seahorse and he manually reproduced on his own.
But you know, we'll just go with the 6'6". 30-pound chromosomes dunked all over Katie's chromosomes.
Dunked on them. They'll probably have
Katie. This is an interesting podcast, boys.
Well, and this is the beauty, right? Like, I'll be honest. If you haven't picked up on it and you're listening to this episode, we ain't got fucking shit to talk about. Okay?
It is.
We're just on here having fun, folks.
So you're
trying to have fun and hope you guys have fun with us.
Yeah, this is called beaching it with the Benton boys because we ain't doing shit right now.
I kind of like that. We're beaching it.
Yeah, we're beaching it. Speaking of beaching it, Jack Campbell, for those that follow him on the social media, he's currently in Kaanapali, Maui, Hawaii.
Good for him. That's where the best players in the country should be during the summer. They should just be enjoying the fruits of their labors and their NIL deals.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be curious to know what, you know, what the top guys on the Hawks have right now going for deals. I saw something about Barta today. Barta came out against the transfer, the one year no sit transfer rule like last week. People were shitting on him all over for it. And then was interviewed today.
Were they calling him an old white?
Yeah, there might have been some old white in there.
I love when people get called old whites, man. That old is white. One of my favorites. That is one of the best digs. That's a Karen through and through.
Well, Drake, you say that because you're probably not going to ever have to be called that, because I don't think you're going to get the chance to live to the old white phase of your life.
What is the
fast, die young, bad boys do it well. Live fast, die young, bad boys do it well.
What's the age of old? What is old?
I think old. if you're
50s old, over the hill is over the hill plus 10 is old.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, but you know, I think if you want to get into the who are the old whites, I'd say mid-40s and above.
Mid-40s? Oh, yeah. Wow.
But now I'm not saying 45 is actually old, but
in the old white
terms of the derogatory term towards old white men, I think it's 45 and above.
It's a pretty solid, like, you know, there's stereotypes are a thing for a reason. The old white stereotype, it hits pretty hard. There's some people who, I would agree with that. I could name a few people right now. Jack is there with his girlfriend, who happens to be Megan Meyer, who is the sister of who Joe Weezy is engaged to or married to.
Mackenzie Meyer, who I believe it's still engaged.
Engaged. And I know
I don't know if I get an invite to that wedding.
Probably not.
But if I do, it'd be kind of cool.
How is there any chance that you wait to Weezy's wedding?
Yeah.
Okay. There might be a very small chance, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't know. It's as small as you think. I would say it's like 50-50. If he remembers me, he will for sure invite me. But if I just don't cross his mind, then I won't get invited. So it's just like if I cross his mind as an invite.
Do you want me to send him a message?
But so, I mean, Clue, you've had a wedding.
I did have one. Yeah.
Did you think to invite people that you sometimes forget about?
Well, here's the thing. What you don't know the size of the wedding. If it's 400 people, I don't get forgotten about because he goes back to Muscatine and he's like, oh, who are we friends with? And Steve's like, oh, I mean, well, I worked with Doc Kulik. We've had a relationship with Drake since he was like 14 working out in our physical therapy place. Like Drake's was friends with you while you played at Iowa. You're still friends. Like he would get an invite. Right. But if it's a 30 person wedding, it's just a 0%. So that's why I put it at 50-50. There's a reason for that.
We'll get back to Drake trying to weasel his way into Joe Threezy Weezy's wedding in a second, but we got to take a second to recognize the boys and girls over at DRF Sportsbook. They are sending all parlays to the moon in this postseason season, if you will, at least for NBA and NHL. The MLB is in full swing as well. Start cashing in with DRF Sportsbook's 22% profit boosts for all MLB, NBA, and NHL parlays. It's the perfect time to get your bets in and make a little cash. So celebrate with DRF Sportsbook. Head on over to DRF Sportsbook now to start making some coin. Yes, wedding size, a large factor in the decision-making process there. To answer your question, Kevin, there were some people that I do think about who didn't make the cut at ours. And we had, we invited three.
You guys had a nice size wedding. Yeah.
350, 325. I think we ended up with 288 showing up or something like that. So we didn't have a small wedding. I should have left Drake off of my wedding, to be honest. And you know what I don't like about that
first of all, I was in your wedding, dickhead.
Oh,
Not only did you not leave me off of it, I was showing people to their seats.
You were.
And making sure things ran smoothly. And I was almost sober. So you're welcome.
He was El Chaperon. Yeah, you were. You were. That was. And you know what?
And Kluver also.
I'll put my hand in
here. That was a horrid part of my life. So the fact that I even held it together.
Yeah, bad year for you.
is kudos to our relationship.
Yeah, bad year for you. And I'll be honest, you look good that day. You look good.
Appreciate you, brother.
You were cleaned up. You're cleaned up. You're lined
up. You looked about as average as you usually do.
So for in exchange for Drake holding it together that day, he's just hurled nonstop insults at you every day since.
For 4 years.
No. I sometimes tell Kluver that he's looking absolutely jacked, and I hype him up on Instagram DMs one-on-one. Like, if our Instagram DMs got leaked, people would be like, this is not a straight situation.
Usually on here, you call him absolutely jacked, but then proceed to immediately make fun of the top of his head.
Yeah.
But here, Kevin, you know that, like, showing affection really makes me uncomfortable, right? So I can never end it on a positive note, because that gives me chills down my spine.
That's why I'm a little...
I have to dig, because I'm a psychopath.
Let's go into this, man. Does it make you feel vulnerable that, you know, to be a nice person, or do you feel where do you think that stems from, that you can only give backhanded compliments?
Are you really asking that question, where this stems from?
Hey, man, we've got nothing to talk about, so why the fuck not? I don't know.
I think it might. I could point to a couple things in Drake's life.
Go, Kluver, go.
Well, I'm going to say that having divorced parents, although yours are more civil than or when.
Way more civil.
Yeah, when
I got super lucky.
When your dad was still around, their relationship post-divorce was almost weird to me, because the divorce people that I saw in Marshalltown, they didn't act like that towards each other.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, there's probably some studies on this in the psychological world, but I would say divorced parents versus parents that are still together, in most cases, there's going to be some negative effects of that.
Directly translates into backhanded compliments.
Well, I don't know. I'm not licensed here. Hey, and don't take our advice.
Here's the thing with me and backhanded compliments.
We all took one psychology class.
Yes.
I took a couple of them. I took a sport one. I took a regular one. And I took like a, so I don't know, maybe.
Diagnose yourself then, right?
No. Here's the thing. I do the backhanded compliments, truthfully, because I think that the people probably laugh. And if we're getting our listeners to laugh, then they're enjoying our podcast. I want the people to enjoy our podcast. Two, purely because I love insulting you, just because of our relationship, right? There's certain people that it's like loving to insult each other back and forth. Like, we know we don't mean each other by it, anything by it. We know we're trying to be funny, and we love each other at the end of the day, in a brotherly way.
So by you calling me bald and me telling you that you're going to die of CTE at 43, potentially.
You think he makes it to 43 now, huh? I think I set the line, and we talked about it on the podcast before. Someone go back and find it. I don't know what episode it's in, but
was it 35 or something?
One of the 300 and something.
318.
The line was around 35.
Well, so by us consistently reminding each other of those facts of each other's life, that is you and I upholding the infrastructure of our dynamic. Yes or no? Is that what you're saying, Drake?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. And three is because it just feels weird.
Okay.
Now, that's what I want to talk about. Why does it feel weird to compliment your buddy?
I will say.
No. Not to compliment your buddy, but just to, I don't know, like, I do compliment him, but just to compliment him over and over again, it's like, hey, you know, nah, I'd rather insult him, and he knows that I love him.
I am curious, and I actually am going to side with you here, Drake, because not side with you, but I'm going to.
Right. Oh, yeah, we're not having an argument. It's just, I'm just curious. Where are we?
I'm also curious, Kevin. I want to know what is going on in my brain. With Kevin, maybe.
Well, I am in. That's a whole other path of me trying to, in a weird way, put myself in the in the mindset of the women that you've associated yourself with in the last 10 years romantically, and just trying to figure out
what, that's a bigger yikes than I think trying to get into Drake's mindset.
I know, right? Because you're one step removed, but they still are trying to get a piece of the pie, right? They're still biting on the fish hook.
I didn't like that.
That was way more suggestive than I really wanted it to be.
I bet it smells like a fish hook.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Holy shit, Kevin.
This podcast just went off the rails, dude. And the train is
Hold on a second. Is this DHT?
What just happened?
I'm confused. By the way, I got
Can we post this?
Yeah. I got the revision to the fully tented design and the goopy design, by the way. So we've already gotten some changes made. For those that are wanting on a piece of those t-shirts,
patreon.com/washupwalkons.
That's where you get conversations like this all the time. All of the time. Yesterday on DHT, we talked about a whole host of things, disc golf, me going swimming in a creek, gas prices. We talked about how the college education system is a scam. It's one hell of a show over there on a weekly basis that we put out, and we've got a real tight following.
I also told a decently riveting story about making it to the airport.
A great story as well. So lots of stuff happens over there that does not go down. This is sort of a DHT light episode today because we don't have a lot of football to talk about. Yeah, I went to the doctor today. As you can see here, I got a Band-Aid on my left arm. Let me just flex that for the camera real quick.
This is why I insult you, Kluver.
Tetanus shot. Probably haven't had one since we came into Iowa. Healthy.
Cool.
Got a full
foot. He got it from his spike in the foot.
No, I probably should have had it before Monday when I stepped on the goddamn thorn. I also told a story about how when I was 6 years old at a water park yesterday on DHT. Healthy, full physical. Doctor,
you want to see what's going on my bicep?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah.
God, that hurts me.
Looks that pretty, hurt. Though. Also,
colors going on there. That's got to be a little PTSD inducing for Drake. Mm. Wow, that hurts. Yeah,
but
Kevin, I'm glad that you played therapist tonight, even though I don't think we have answers. What I was going to say before the whole conversation was I identify with what Drake's saying, that it's hard. I don't know why. Chalk it up to the testosterone flooded environment that we came from, that we grew up in, that we spent 4 years of our life in almost every day, whatever that means, to look you or Drake or other guys, peers in the eyes and give you a real heartfelt compliment. It's not the easiest thing.
Facts. I tell you, I love you. That's different, man, because like life can end so quickly. So I'll let my people know I love them. But then other than that, you're probably going to get backhanded.
Know what it is? I
love you despite the fact that you're an ugly little shit.
Yeah, exactly. An ugly little bitch that I just am happy to know.
I don't think we're the only ones that probably feel this way. I would guess off the top of my head that it has something to do with the biological role of men are traditionally, and I know it's 2022, right? Right. If the girl, I'm not going to go down that road. I don't care how your roles happen in your relationships. Traditionally, the men were the gladiators. They were the badasses. They had to withhold a image of strength and bravery and show no weakness, right? And I think that subconsciously for a lot of dudes, it's hard to give a compliment because for some reason our mind is saying, ooh, that's a little bit weak to compliment another guy like that.
So you
like,
think it's a inferiority complex, maybe alpha male thing going on there? Because personally, I'd argue the inability to compliment someone or to do it and feel weird about it would, to me, signal that they have a confidence issue or they it's a...
Really?
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah, if I'm... have doubts about, you know, how good of an athlete I am.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, you know, competing at a high level, but not super self-assured of myself.
Right.
I might be, you know, say I'm competing for the same position that you are, Kluve. I might feel weird about complimenting you. But say I'm like the fifth year starter, I've got the job locked up in the bag.
Okay.
Hey, man, you're doing a really good job. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're coming along really nicely. Keep up the good work.
Maybe it's really because I like to pick on Kluve just because, like, he's my roommate freshman year. He's the dude I probably know the most because we've had the most personal conversations.
Deep talks.
And we've dealt with each other the most, like, just like you and Kluve, Kevin. And I don't know, dude. Like, I have no problem complimenting you, Kevin. I compliment your fine ass all the time. But
I will say that
there's a backhand in there.
I just like to fucking pick on Kluve, man. I'm a sick bastard.
We have an interesting relationship.
Yeah, we do, mate.
I don't think it has to be one or the other, Kevin. I think it could stem from many things.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
I think both of those are viable, right? Like, I totally understand on your side. Like, I don't know if I want to give any others credit because I don't know if.
Because I don't feel that good about myself.
I don't feel good about me. And I don't want
to. Might fake make me feel, you know,
even worse.
Lower than them or something like that.
But I definitely think there's something about, like, I don't know. And the truth is I don't care. I've been more vulnerable with you guys than everybody that listens to this podcast or anyone, right? Other than
exactly
my wife. So it's not a thing. It's not like I am scared, but it's almost like this initial, like, oh, there's a little mini wall.
Yeah. But the thing is, should you even feel vulnerable just complimenting another dude? That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know if that's,
I don't know either, dude.
Should we get therapists?
Yeah, there's a difference between, you know, willing to be vulnerable and why would this make you vulnerable in the first place?
I don't know if
I think my willingness to be vulnerable or unwillingness in this instance is probably why I've had several failed relationships.
And so we tie it back into, I would love to know and get inside the head of some of the female counterparts.
They'd all tell you I was a fucking lunatic.
Yeah. Yeah, because...
You got one to stick around now. How's she doing? Wait,
yeah, and I'm worried about Kaylee. I'm worried about her because I know...
You guys, I want you to know this.
She's carrying around...
That chick is out of her mind.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that, yeah.
Pretty positive, yeah. Something's wrong with her.
But she seems normal. Like, if she puts on a face and it, like, I'm talking to a regular human being, but, oh, this is Drake Kulik's girlfriend. No fucking chance.
Kev, she seems way more than normal. She's like one of the most put together humans I've ever met.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Drake, answer me this. Does Kaylee enjoy, like, is she a fixer?
Meaning
does she like
to do projects around the house?
Problem solve.
We gotta make this room look nicer, and we
gotta
fix her up.
She does the interior design, like decorating, all that shit, and she cleans the house every day.
Hmm. All right, I don't want to suggest anything again because
it might be a long term project.
You might be a couch, Drake. That's what I'm saying. You could be a painting, right? And she's just trying to place you.
Ah.
You got to do a little work on you, fix you up. You know, you got a little dings on the edges, but
tighten a screw here or there. But sooner or later, there's a better piece of art.
She seems to really like you for some reason.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I don't know if that's the case or not. Just trying to entertain the people. I hope people are getting a kick out of this fucking.
Well, I just bought her one hell of a house, and then I texted her, I'm going to throw this in your face every time you're mad at me for the next 5 years.
That's what you love to hear from your spouse.
That's a solid, honestly, relationship advice 101.
Yeah, because everyone just loves keeping score, right?
Yeah, drive the collateral
you
race.
You get into relationships to beat the other person.
Yeah, drive the race of collateral to the top and forefront of your relationship and see how that works. Ooh, but it's all in good fun. Fuck,
when you
dude.
Parlaying the house into a ring.
Drake, if you... Yeah, seriously, that's the question. And I know that answer is way too drawn out. There's like years in there. I don't know. Sometimes I think Drake might be closer to settling down than I thought. I don't know.
I'm settled down. I'm just not ready to get married. We'll see about marriage a long time. But we'll
if
see.
Drake bought me a house, like he just bought a house, I would, you know.
Do dirty things to his fish hook.
Dude, all I'm saying is I cuddle real well, you know.
Little spoon.
You know, I'm a muscly guy. I create heat, right?
Don't want anybody touching me. That's another thing. That's another issue. That's another therapist issue. Kevin, what's my deal? I hate being touched outside of jujitsu. In jujitsu, like because I get to hurt the other person, which we all understand that.
Which is a third issue.
but the second issue, I fucking hate being touched.
Yeah, why are you asking me, man? I don't know.
I don't know. You feel like I wanted to learn something today, and you're more educated than me.
Am I?
I think we're all
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure.
We're all equally educated.
On paper, we're all equally educated.
I won't even take that because you know how to put together a resume and get a job.
Anyone can do that.
Let's be honest, Drake. If you and I wanted a job in medical sales, we could probably go get one.
Drake might have to get a haircut, buddy, but Clue,
I might have to get a new identity so that when they do the background check, they don't see all the horrendous things I've said.
The podcast is not a great it doesn't go in the pros list.
But I'll tell you what.
No, it doesn't. I'm really interested to see when and if I ever get a new job is if this will come back to haunt me someday.
Kevin's
38. I remember we had one of our honorary captains come in and talk about career limiting moves.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that.
Is Drake Kulik at a podcast with his association a career limiting move?
No, I'm saying if the washed up walk-ons doesn't take off and become a actual source of income, it's a career limiting move and a half, boys.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But it's fun. Yeah, whatever.
It is fun.
I mean, we get to do shit like this. We're 37 minutes into walk-on therapy. So, hey, you know what? If you're out there.
This is kind of like a little group therapy session.
If you're out there and you got problems, just send them in. And we'll talk it out.
You got anything you got to get off your chest? Anything been bothering you lately?
No. And to be honest, I always think about this because the biggest problem that I have, and it's such a privilege, I understand this, what is about to come out of my mouth, is in my life, I truly feel like I've had it so easy and there's never been any legitimate problem. And I never run into real shit. And I keep, as every day goes by in my life, I get this like small fear. It's like karma's going to catch up. Somewhere, somehow. Like I was on a walk today in the sunshine and I was actually speaking to myself. I was talking to myself. I was saying these words. I was like, you're happy. You're married. You get to work from home. You have freedom. You're taking a walk in the sunlight. You're fucking jacked. You're healthy.
Fuck yourself.
That's what I said.
I like how the you're jacked came before you're healthy.
It's more important.
Good priorities.
Being ripped out of your mind, more important than what's on the inside. No, that's not true. I actually did not. We'll find out the inside levels tomorrow because I'm doing a fasted blood test in the morning. But so curious about that. Pretty sure we're going to come back all right on those two. So like what I'm saying is, you know, there's just like nothing. There's nothing. I would be curious if I went to a therapist, right? Mm-hmm. Like I walk into a licensed therapist, not our dumbasses on this podcast today, but I go in someone who's degreed and they just start like, hey, all right, tell me about yourself. I would love to know if they could pick up on something. Cause I'm definitely on the side of narcissistic. Right. But
yeah, I mean, it's a natural quality. Honestly, everyone has a little narcissism in them.
But like, I don't know. I don't have, I feel bad. I feel like between Drake and I, we have an equal amount of issues and I don't have any of them. Like for two people, we have the right amount of issues for two people. And I got zero.
So you're saying I'm holding all the eggs, dickhead?
You're holding something. Yeah. I don't know if they're eggs.
Pulling all your dead weight.
The doctor held my eggs today.
Oh my God.
Don't think I have any testicular cancer, by the way.
Do a nice thorough exam on you.
Yeah, it seems he held them there for a while.
Did he get you hard?
Jesus Christ. No.
Didn't answer the question. All right. Interesting.
Okay, come on.
Oh my goodness, Kevin.
Kevin's dropping bombs tonight.
He got him hard.
I will say this. This will make you excited, Drake. I don't know when the last time you've had Jenny's is, but I'm about to eat a pint after we stop recording this podcast.
Baby, what flavor?
Probably salt. I have a salted peanut butter and a gooey butter cake.
Man, that gooey butter cake is something else.
Is it a banger?
Are you? You've never had it?
I've never had I've had one scoop of gooey butter cake fresh from a shop in North Carolina, South Carolina, but I've never had a pint of it.
Oh, mate, you are in for a delightful evening.
All right.
Eat an Eddie and take that pint down.
Don't have any Eddies. No Eddies here.
Pussy.
Kevin, that's the next move. That's the career expander, not the career limiter. We open up an edible shop in Iowa. I don't think so, but when it is, because it's coming.
Apply for the licenses and I'll invest in it.
Drake, and then that land we were talking about earlier in the group chat that we're all going to buy, we'll put a marijuana farm on it.
Dude, I'm telling you, you have to get the license. You have to apply for them. You have to be in state and you have to have proof of funding, I believe.
You've looked into it.
You can apply for the license and then the state selects who gets the license. And yeah. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Nice.
If you're serious, I'm serious.
We'll look into it later in life. I need some more funds.
I'm telling you, I'm the invest.
You're the capital, huh? Interesting. Kevin, can you tell us why gas prices are so high?
Because they're not making enough of it.
Enough gas.
Correct.
And that's because we are in a we're lacking petroleum oil.
I mean, there's plenty of petroleum oil out there and on the planet right now. Still, they're okay. Just not making enough of it to meet demand at a price level, which would be fortuitous for the American consumer.
You sent us a picture that you filled your tank for $101 today.
Yeah,
made that's me very painful, Kevin.
I told Drake yesterday that I filled my Honda Accord 08, the White Rocket, for $68 yesterday. That's not a big car. What do we do about this? How do we fix it?
Short term, pump more gas. But there's reluctance to do that. One, it takes a long time for these companies to actually do that. These are huge supply chains with vast amounts of infrastructure and takes a while for production to ramp up. And on the other part of it, the outlook for increasing production in a cost benefit analysis, not great, because right now they can just up the prices, increase the profits, and the people are still going to buy their gas because people need to fucking move place A to B.
Okay.
And you long term, you got a pretty substantial amount of momentum, you could say, of eliminating fossil fuel use.
So
why would you spend more money right now to make only marginal more money for the next 5 to 10 years that
you could be
become less and less profitable over the next 20 to 30 years?
Yeah, it's a good point. How soon?
That's my understanding of the subject, but I'm a dumbass, so I don't
know. No, that's way better than what I could have come up with. How soon do you think we're all driving little RCs around here? Electric cars.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, I like the RC idea. When we just all get like little, you know, like basically like Mario Kart size cars.
Yeah.
And that you could scale that a lot easier than
actual
automobiles. So
100%.
If you guys want to know
that's
an
idea. That's a startup idea. Let's get in on that.
Okay. I'm in.
If you guys want to know the truth, I'm starting to drive when I get back to Arizona because of where our new house is at. I'm getting a dirt bike and probably selling my car. And if it's ever raining, I'll just take Kaylee's car. So we're just going to be like a one car house with a dirt bike because gas prices are ridiculous and I don't need a car.
I mean, yeah, you can take dirt bike to jiu-jitsu every day. It'll be fine.
You're damn right I can.
Can you see now, how quickly before Drake hurts himself on the dirt bike?
He knows what he's doing on
I'm aware. I just know that you put a little speed under that guy's hips and it's Drake's mind, and you get, you know, somebody cuts him off and he's on a dirt bike or jiu-jitsu goes.
And all of a sudden I pop a wheelie and I'm on top of their fucking head. Right.
All of a sudden it's Fast and the Furious and he's pulling stunts. Yeah. I don't know. Drake, is there any other world problems that Kevin could help us solve? He's the smart one.
I don't know.
I don't either. Is there anything exciting happening right now? I don't think so. The boys are on break right now. If we are going to talk football, Jack Campbell's in Hawaii because the football team has their largest break of the year. The football team in Iowa City works for, let's see, 3 at the end of spring, 1 at the end of summer.
4th of July.
4th of July. That's 5. You get
2 after the bowl week and spring break. 2
after the bowl week. 8 weeks. 52 minus 8 is 44. So the football team works for 44 weeks out of the year. There's a few other days in there that you get off, but not really. So they get almost half of their time off in the entire year's calendar year right now. So there's not a single Hawkeye football player thinking about Hawkeye football as it currently stands. And that's the way it should be because
I sent Drake the Snapchat memory, but today or yesterday was the 5-year anniversary of us taking a nice little trip out to Vegas during our little May break.
Mm.
Good times, man. Good times.
Me Great and Drake times. Had
a very romantic dinner at the top of the Eiffel Tower.
You guys did. You guys went on dates and shit. You guys wined and dined each other. How did that trip end up financially for you guys?
I got smoked.
You got smoked?
I didn't gamble a whole lot because I was just like fucking worn out. So I chilled by the pool a whole lot.
I think there needs to be I know this is the most Tyler Kluber thing. Still haven't been.
Gotta go, man. Gotta go.
I think that the Benton house needs to take a trip.
Yes, mate.
Josie in Vegas.
Yes, mate.
Well, and it's a dangerous thing because Josie and Ike have more money than all of us, except they're also probably going to be the most conservative gambling wise. So.
Bo may or may not be thanking Vegas for the last little boys.
Really? Well, you would have talked to him this weekend, right? Because you were at the wedding. That's something Drake and I were contemplating on DHT yesterday. Was did Kevin's suit pants survive the night on Saturday?
They did. I'm gonna attribute that to the fact that I was down an appendage and I couldn't break out the full repertoire of my dancing. So
your injury.
And Kevin, can we talk about the depth of your V?
Wow. Deep.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I got a deep V, man.
Your V is deeper than a lot of those chicks in Iowa City.
I got a bigger chest than a lot of them too.
That's also true. You have nice pecs.
Well,
I used to.
One's torn now, so we're going downhill on that. But you got one nice pec.
Yeah, man. It's hot. You know, you're outside and wearing a suit. You gotta let one of the buttons go.
Did all of the buttons eventually come undone?
No. The buttons stayed exactly there for the entire night.
Okay, so you were calm. You were tame.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
I wasn't seeing that either. I wasn't seeing the boys.
Oh man, it was awesome. It's it's sad because it's fewer far in between, and probably it's going to be that way for the rest of our lives. But it's always good to get a group of the boys together and see them. Like, I hadn't seen Ike since last summer. Shit, I haven't seen George in over a year. I don't remember last time I saw CJ. It was,
I haven't seen
Wiz in person. When was the last time we saw Wiz in person? I think it was at your wedding, Clue.
I'm telling you, the last time I've seen everyone was my wedding, and that's my anniversary is in 20 days.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy, but it's always a great time to get the old squad back together.
I don't see anybody, dude. That's the one shitty part. Like, I don't see anybody.
I mean, every now and then people come back through Iowa City. I try to see them, hit them up, but
no,
it's not like it's any different than any other part of the country. We're about spread out as part of the across the country as can be.
Oh, listen,
this is your fault. I'm blaming all y'all, the ones that moved away. I'm still here.
Yeah, you're right. Hey,
Kevin.
You're right.
Kevin, if you went on GPS and typed in the location of my house that I just bought, you would be like, oh, Drake is actually trying to disappear.
That doesn't surprise.
I mean, that tracks, man. I honestly love the idea of a house out in the middle of nowhere.
Seriously. I can't wait to come visit now. Honestly.
Vibe. Come out.
Can't wait.
Come hang.
Then we can hit the Eddies.
Oh, Eddie, baby. And you better be ready to get in a gi too.
Yeah, dress me up like a baby.
I'd love to see Kluv in a gi.
Oh, he's getting in a gi. Anybody who comes and stays at my house as a guest and is able-bodied, that's their only.
That's their rent.
Your room and board is free, but you're coming to jujitsu with me.
It's some weird thing where Drake dresses people up in robes and take pictures of them, and
he takes advantage of them.
Yeah, and then does weird things to him at night, and that's how he lets people stay with him.
You ever do no gi, Drake?
Just about every day.
Which one do you prefer?
For the purity of jujitsu, the gi, but for fun, no gi.
Okay. I saw like the morning sessions that I would train at, where they were always gi. No gi was in the afternoon. I could never go. I can imagine a lot of the positions are harder to get without the gi there.
Yeah. Actually, no gi is what has gotten me offered money to be a training partners for professional guys, because they don't care about the gi. But when I grapple with them without the gi, they're like, oh, wait, I don't have a grappling guy in my training camp. Like, can I pay you?
So they'd pay you just to be a sparring partner?
Yeah, to be their main grappling partner.
Damn. I would do that.
Well, it depends on if I'm in Nashville during his training camp.
Yeah.
I guess I could fly out, but it would have to be a substantial amount of money for me to fly out for 8 weeks.
Would that be during the same time period that you're training with George and the boys?
No, that's what I'm saying. It depending on when the time period is. If the guy has a fight August 1st, then yeah, it would work out great. But if he doesn't have a fight until December, then it's not really possible.
There you go. Any more fun, important life updates, Kevin or Drake, either of you?
Nah, I'm just excited to get my pec reattached to my arm.
Enjoy the pain pills, Kevin, because Lord knows I wish I had them.
Well, I'm going to try to raw dog this thing.
Don't you dare.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, Kevin.
Kevin's a masochist.
I am a little bit of a masochist.
What's the point? Just enjoy it.
The point is, man, saving pain pills, and then the next time we get on the podcast, just shaking them in your face.
Oh, that's real sick.
Yeah. So, quite possibly one of the most worthless episodes we've ever done.
I'll bet it was funny though.
I hope it was entertaining in some right.
I laughed a few times really hard.
It's true.
Like, I belly laughed a few times.
Let us know what you think. Tell us it was shit. Give us a one star and review it.
Dude, honestly, just title it, you know, Watch and Walk on episode 319 or 320 or whatever.
18.
This is shit.
This is shit. I was going to call it something around therapy, but
okay.
We'll be back. Shout out to the boys at DRF for letting us do fucking episodes like this, because we can do whatever we want. DRF Sports, Washed Up Walk-Ons, episode 318. The boys, we're out. Peace.